It's got noted raconteur Michael T. Reed telling a tale.
This segment is Mike has a tale. Mike's daily tales. Mike's travails. We haven't named the segment yet, but
travails and tales.
Take one.
Yeah, Mike's about to tell
Mike's,
a story.
Mike's travails.
Dan Johnson keeps interrupting.
Dude, I'm going to be quiet. I'm sorry.
Mike is going to tell his tale, and then we will ask him questions, and he will respond to fill out the details of the tale. All right,
action.
Go for it.
Action.
All right.
Action.
Okay.
Okay, take one, action. Okay, so like, fuck. Oh, shit.
This is why I keep interrupting, because he doesn't get to the story.
Oh, fuck me.
It's not me
think,
being rude, it's
I
him.
I think I see.
You know, he won't fucking tell the story.
Daniel's like, no dead air.
It's like,
no
I look like air. I'm like trying to hog the attention, but it's just Mike won't fucking
think,
get.
Yeah.
He's going to get there in the end. I see him.
Mike, say the fucking story, goddammit. We want to hear the fucking story.
Sing it instead of telling the story.
Tell us the fucking story about the kids, goddammit.
This
I'm going to be quiet and listen to the story.
My meters are going crazy over here.
Sorry.
I'm getting red lights across the board.
I do want to hear the story, though. So you yelled at some kids today. That's all I know. Mike yelled at some kids. Where were you when you yelled at the kids?
He said he cussed out some kids.
Oh, he cussed out some kids.
Which I haven't heard that term since my like grandma.
Don't cuss me out, boy.
Yeah. Don't use cuss words.
Don't use Lord's name in vain, son.
Yeah. Okay.
We need Jimmy here, because Jimmy like always like interjects stuff. He keeps it popping.
Yeah.
You know, he's always like, he says funny shit.
He's in Michigan right now. He's having a good old time.
He should patch him. We should patch him in.
Yeah, we don't have that capability yet.
Yeah.
Next week.
We got to get, anyway, so Jimmy, I think, would get Mike on point somehow.
You think he would just brutalize him into
No, I think shame. Jimmy would somehow have a presence to get Mike to tell his story.
Okay. Mike is going to tell his story.
Right. Oh, he's not.
He's getting ready. He's got his beer. He's ready to go.
All right,
I don't
here
believe
we go.
That there is a story.
He might have made up his story.
Yeah.
This might have been a complicated ruse to get a free beer.
You bastard.
If you give me a beer, I'll tell my tale.
If I saw you in heaven, I must be strong and carry on. Because I know I just can't be here in heaven. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. This is the story. I'm going to translate.
You're fired. You're fired.
Yeah, you lost your chance, Mike.
All right. Where does the tale start? Was this on the metro? Was this on the way to the metro? Was this on the way to work? Was this near your house?
On the way to work.
On the way to work one day. Was it on the way? I'm going to guess as he prepares, I'm going to guess it was on his way to work.
On the way
to
work.
It was somewhere between Annandale and Falls Church. That's my
guess.
So
I cursed out some kids.
Ta-da! That was a great story.
I don't usually curse out kids.
Okay, where?
How old were the kids? Were they like 30? Those are kids to us now.
No.
These damn kids.
I cursed out some kids.
Whippersnappers.
Sorry.
That's the story?
I'm sorry.
Did you physically like hit them or did you threaten them?
No.
Did you intimidate them?
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, do you feel bad about it?
A little bit.
Are you kind of, there's part of you that it feels bad, but part of you feels good about it too, right?
Sort of.
I mean, you're kind of bragging to us. Like you
texted me earlier and you said,
no,
I cussed out some kids.
Yeah,
and
I think,
you said it's
no,
too,
I'm like,
you
I'm
said it was
like,
too complicated to explain over
just
text.
Telling a story.
All right.
This is my
online.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So let's have story time with Mike. Dead silence. That's a really interesting story you're telling. This is Mike's story time.
Poof.
This is why we think you'd make a great dad.
Poof. Poof, poof.
Then what happened?
So I cursed out some kids today. I'm
feel bad about it.
Why do you feel bad about it?
Confessing to my friends that I feel bad about it. I'm confessing.
Why do you feel bad?
I'm fessing up, and I'm being like, hey, guys, I cursed out some kids. I feel bad. I did the wrong thing, but in those circumstances, I had little choice.
I think you did the right thing. Okay, well, you first tell us the circumstances. What? Why?
Let me break it down.
Yeah, here we go. Punchline.
So I was walking to the grocery store, as it would be.
Which one?
Where you buy flowers.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. You were going in.
We got some information. We got. Thank God we got the first line of the fucking story already. He was on his way to the store. All right. Once upon a time, Mike was on his way to the fucking store where they sell flowers. Continue, sir.
Flowers is a code word. Flowers is a code word.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. Okay.
He buys, like, comic books.
Yeah. He buys comic books.
Do you use the big
comic
condoms?
Book store.
Do you use the oversized condoms?
He buys sexual aids.
Do you ever go and buy condoms and get the extra big ones just to make everybody feel intimidated behind the counter? Like, I got the big
But you're in D.C. Are you in D.C. yet, or you're on the way to the metro? Yeah. All right, you're on the way to the metro. Gotcha.
So I'm walking. What I usually do nowadays is when I walk up my street, I get to the top. Back in the day, I would take a right and go past the gas station, past Lee's Sandwiches, cross South Street, past the 7-Eleven. But nowadays, I just go across at the top of my street, and I cross, and I go across there nowadays.
Okay.
So then I'm going up. Got my headphones on, got my backpack on, sweating like balls already.
Are you listening to your tape player or your broken CD player?
I threw the CD player away, got a new tape player, it's good.
Got it.
AM FM cassette. Listening to, I forget.
Rush Limbaugh?
This is very important. What were you listening to?
Well, either it's set the mood. Like, if he's listening to
WAML,
it's
either
going to
be classical or KYS. I think I was listening to
Smooth Jazz.
90.9.
Mix 107.3, where everyone can agree,
classical.
Even the boss.
Yeah. Everyone's cool with it.
I cross up there. I go across. I take a right. I go up past the BB&T where I'm owing them money. I'm going past them. Mm-hmm. I'm going past Anthony's Restaurant and the Hot Pot House and the New Cleaners and the Smile Dentist. And the Walgreens, and I'm passing, and I'm going through. It's hot as balls. I'm walking, hot as balls, 12 noon, hot as balls, like 100 degrees and shit. So here's the scenario. Oh, man. So I'm like walking, and I would like to walk through the Walgreens parking lot or their sort of sidewalk thing, and I walk through their sidewalk thing, and I like walk through, and I walk through their parking lot thing, and I cross some shit, and I come out. A lot of times, I like to just book and just straight book right cross 50. A lot of times,
Frogger style,
book straight cross 50. Literally, while it's a red light, mind you, this is the middle of the day. I like to go early bird gets the flower.
You just like to run right across, just get out, get over. Yeah.
Exactly. And I like to just like really just run through traffic. But this time there was a cop.
Jaywalking.
Exactly. So I was like, I'm not going to just fucking just run across 50 now. I'm going to like be all like standing by the fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Be all like pressing the button and stuff. Waiting
right.
For the
doing it the right way.
Sign.
Doing the right thing.
In the distance. And then, so, here's the thing. So, I was walking up. It's hot as balls, right? I'm fresh off of the dank. I'm walking up to the thing. It's hot as balls. There's a cop. So, I can't just, like, go ahead and just cross. I have to all wait and stuff.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay. And then there's this group of Hispanic children.
Uh-oh.
That are coming from McDonald's.
Does it matter that they're Hispanic?
Yeah, I know. Watch out.
Just saying.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh.
Well, I'm saying that's like that was the scenario.
They were children.
How old are we talking about?
I don't know, like maybe like Glasgow.
Okay, so they were like 12, 13, something
between
like that.
Between 6th and 8th grade.
Right, middle age.
And so
middle school.
Middle school.
That's why I feel bad, because like, you know. But I'm saying is like I was like walking and I like I waited at that thing and I was like chilling there. And then like these kids, okay, I feel bad, but this is how it went down.
Mm-hmm.
There was two boys and two girls.
All right.
And there was this short, pudgy one, and there was this tall, skinny one.
Boys or girls?
Like a boy's tall. The girls, I didn't look at the girls, but there was this short, pudgy boy.
Of course not. Who looks at the girls?
I'm not looking at them.
Oh, but they are kind of young.
In
so
this
probably,
situation, I'm just like wondering what's going to, you know, hinder me from my, you know, daily routine.
Now, are you both crossing in the same direction? Is that the deal? Like, you're both
like,
at the
we're
light,
on that
both...
left side of when you cross 50 from where I come from, right?
Which you is just want to, you want to go across.
I prefer to cross on the left side.
But you don't use the, because you're not, you don't have one of those bridges near you, because they got, like, the Home Depot bridge, you know, but they don't have that near you, right? You got to cross the road. You got to be like
you're pointing out
across the road.
An evil truth of where I live is there's no bridge there, and they have to like be all.
So you either have to wait like 20
you
minutes.
You can totally be murdered by.
Or you have to like the point being you have to wait a long ass time if you're gonna cross legally. Right?
Yeah, normally.
Because it's a major thoroughfare.
Yeah, normally.
It's like 8 lanes of traffic.
Fuck me in the ass.
Uh-huh. Well, it's 8 lanes of traffic. It's the two service roads on either side.
You're getting fucked all ways. You're getting fucked by the, even by the McDonald's road.
First time I saw Hispanic
fucked
kids
by the
scared the shit
road.
Out of me. I'm just saying that for the record.
Straight up and just like go to McDonald's all of a sudden. You're like, whoa, what's going on? You go to McDonald's? Fuck.
First time I saw a black guy, I pissed myself.
Fuck.
It scared the shit out of me, man. So I'm with you now.
But
you're
crossing in the same direction.
Asshole,
you're heading north.
Let me just go ahead and fess up real quick.
You're heading north on Annandale Road.
Yeah, what happened? So you're about to curse the kids out.
Exactly.
North. All right.
So let me just like tell this story as it was, like Quentin Tarantino style, back and forth, up and down, mm-hmm. left and right. So I walk up to this thing in the blazing fucking heat. And then this group of four, like, children come up to me, essentially. And then there's a short, fat, pudgy boy. And this tall, skinny boy. And, like, they, like, all encircle me.
Are they a vaudeville act?
Totally. And they encircle me.
Three Stooges.
Four. And then they encircle me.
Four Stooges. Five Stooges.
And then
Seven Stooges, eight
I'm just like staring at the short, fat, pudgy one. I'm just like staring at him like.
What about this kid is drawing your attention though?
The fact that he's staring at me.
Is he
he stared at you first.
Is he the leader?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. This is like pure just like my I live near a very ghetto-ish place where there's like lots of like really ghetto stuff that goes on and has
he lives
going
in the
on.
Inner city. There's constant drive-bys.
Pretty much
in Annandale.
Yeah, he lives in.
He lives
suburbs.
In, he lives in. No, no, it's the inner city. It might as well be the inner city.
Anyways, there's a neighborhood that's across from me, across on the north side of 50.
Bloods and Crips.
That there's like crack,
heroin,
prostitution, all kinds of stuff going on in that neighborhood.
And you know this because
there's apartments.
You partake in all of this.
No, but
do
I've
you
heard
get a $5
tell.
Hand
I've heard
job?
Tell.
Would you take a $5 hand job?
And I know of this guy DJ who I used to work
Whose
with, who's like a total like junkie.
Doesn't matter. Well, you think it's
like,
a
walks,
chick, but it's really
walks
a guy.
Walks around in there.
All right. So you've heard rumor of shady activities going.
I
on.
I see things. I know things.
You
it's
see
a
things,
shady place.
You walk by,
but gotcha. I have to go through there all the time, and I go through there, and I don't.
Because I mean, it's on the way to your prostitute that you visit.
The inner city.
Otherwise known as my job, yes. Yes. The prostitute knows my job.
The inner city where the average...
The prostitute knows my job. The prostitute knows my job.
It's only
that's
half a million dollar houses in that area.
What a ghetto place.
The prostitute knows my job, yes.
Dude, there's a $400,000 house near there.
Oh my God, you're fucking kidding
me.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's fucked up.
Must be crackheads.
The prostitute known as my job.
Oh yeah.
So anyway. So anyway.
The kid,
so
the fat
I'm just
kid
saying,
is looking at you.
So I'm looking at the fat kid. And he's looking at me, and I'm looking at him, and I'm just like, don't look at me. I didn't say that, but I'm just like.
But you said that with your eyes.
And then I turn around, and then the tall skinny kid is behind me, like while the walking sign is still not walking, telling us to walk or whatever. I don't know what's going on with the whole. I'm just like,
are you high as shit when this is going on?
Yes.
All right. So that's end of story. The guy wasn't really staring at him.
Yes, totally, dude. Of course I am.
He was just high as fuck.
Of course I am.
And some dude, kid.
When I'm,
yells
on the way
like,
to, when I'm on the way to get flour, I'm on flour.
Right. So basically, this young kid is staring.
Like fresh.
Is not even staring at him. He's
and
just hanging out with his other friends.
At least expect.
He's middle. He yells at these middle school kids because he's.
That's this old man staring.
That's
at
when I least expect confrontation.
They're, like, they're scared that you're going to like kill them.
That's when I least expect confrontation. Is when I'm like on the way to get flour.
You're like the teacher in health class. Was
in
right.
The middle of the day.
Yeah, stay away from that bad man.
In the middle of the day, on the way to get flour. This when I least expect confrontation is like when I'm just like crossing 50 at like 12 noon or 11 a.m. and I'm just like, you know, come on, give me a break. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
So they didn't say anything to you.
So here we go.
You have not
so,
described a confrontation.
So, yeah.
So we'll get there. In
so
like, 10
so
hours.
Like I said, I'm staring at the little fat kid, okay, and he's just staring at me, and I'm just like, okay, little fat kid. And then I turn around, and the skinny tall kid is like just standing there. And then like everyone else is kind of standing around, and I'm just like not having it.
Yeah, fuck that. You can't take that.
I'm just not having it. I'm just like,
I don't blame you.
I'm just like not having it.
You're
in
like,
any,
no,
in
man,
any format.
You ain't going to get away with this
in
shit.
In any format.
What
used a lot of restraint
what,
actually.
What how does that manifest into reality?
You should have punched the kid.
Well, let me just tell you.
All right.
So anyway, so then I turn around after having stared at this fat, short, fat kid.
Who's scared?
I turn around
now.
At the tall, skinny kid, the Flacco, after looking at Gordo.
Gordo.
I turn around and look at Flacco,
oh
and I'm like, I
he's,
look.
He's at, part Japanese, so he can be racist
and
against
then I
Hispanics.
Just, yeah, I guess he can be racist against anybody.
Mind
it's
you,
okay.
There's, mind you, there's a cop like three cars away. So I know this the whole time, and I know
was the cop Irish.
I know I'm not
in
gonna.
This
I'm
so
not gonna do
wagon.
Anything too dramatic. I'm just gonna kind of like have my say and be on my way,
right.
Pretty much.
Right.
I already knew
what
that.
What are you doing here, kids?
Okay,
you best be on your way.
I don't want anything impeding me with the flower getting, except maybe having to do a sort of a roundabout route, which I ended up having to do.
You had to. They fucked you up.
So what did the skinny kid do?
So then the skinny kid is like, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
What a fucking piece of shit.
That's fucked up, man.
Using politeness.
So,
you come beat
what a dick.
I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, like, we all know the score.
We all know what he really meant.
He really meant, how are you doing today, sir?
Yeah.
Do you need help?
Yeah, like,
old man, you look
more, trying
you look
to make
confused.
It so.
You look
trying
sad
to defuse this old man from like murdering me, you know?
Why
hi,
are you
how are you, sir?
Okay, I'm just telling you that. I'm just telling you the facts. So.
Mike did say he felt bad at the
okay.
beginning of all this. He did say he
yeah,
felt
I
bad.
Told this to like everybody.
Yeah, that's true. It was
so
on record.
So he was like, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing? And I was like, so at that point, I was just kind of like, I was kind of done.
Right. You were just like, dude, that's just, you went too far with that. That's the last straw, motherfucker.
I know. It was, you know, it was whatever.
No, he really fucked with
what,
you and you should have killed
they,
him.
What were they after? I don't understand.
They just said hi to him and he wanted to kill them.
So
that's basically it, right?
So at that point, I was like, what did you say that to me for?
You
and
said
he was like, huh? And I was like, why did you say that to me?
This seems unnecessary.
What did he say to that? What did he say to you about that?
And then I was like, go to hell.
Yeah.
And then
you go, Mike.
He really okay, shed those okay. teeth.
Hold on. Hold on.
He's got balls, hold on. This guy.
And then, as I was I decided to walk away after that. I told him to go to hell.
You're going
to
be the bigger man at that point.
You're going to be the bigger man by walking away from the confrontation that you started.
No. Hold on. I said, go to hell.
Yeah.
To the tall, skinny kid. And then after I say go to hell, then the short, fat kid says to the tall, skinny kid, he yeah. says, I told you to not say that to him.
To say, because to say hi, how are you?
He said, I told you to not say that to him or something to that effect.
Do not speak to the white man.
More
so
like
this was all premeditated.
It's good advice, by the way. Yeah. I try to avoid speaking to white people myself. Yeah. The only people who have ever caused me trouble in my life have been white men. Like, seriously, they're the only people I've ever been scared of.
That's funny because when I went down to Bolivia, like, I was down there and people, when I was about to go, like, were you scared? Are you scared you're going to go? I'm like, not really. Should I be? I get down there. I come back and they're like, did something bad happen? I'm like, no, I was less scared there than I am of cops up here.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, I felt safe.
Yes,
there.
Of course.
It was like, everybody was cool. I was taller than everybody.
Yeah, most places
everybody
are
was
nice.
Really nice. It was just beyond cool.
But I'm not even joking. Like,
shortest
it's,
people on earth.
And then I came back here. I had all this anxiety just being around.
Yes.
Police officers.
Yeah, well, police officers or other, like, just like, you know who's going to shoot you is a crazy white man.
Absolutely.
Like, a black guy in the quote-unquote hood is not going to just
shoot
you.
When I was approaching this group of this foursome, they were actually talking about taunting me, like, as they approached me. And I could see that they were, like, premeditating that in the distance. Then when they approached me, I was waiting for them at the stoplight as they approached me. And then I just stared at them as they approached me, and then they started their whole spiel. And
yeah,
then that's when I told them to go to hell and I walked away, that's when the fat kid was like, I told you to not say blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, because your kids are a bunch of little f- who like just premeditate shit and walk around acting like a bunch of f- all the time.
Did you think that or say that? Like that last part.
I think when I walked away.
Oh, you were walking away thinking that.
I walked away up to Cherry Street and I crossed up there instead.
What if you saw them again?
I don't know.
What would you do?
I'd probably kind of like stay away from them or something.
Are you scared of them?
No, I don't want them to like report me to the authorities.
So you're more ashamed of your random outburst. Like you're more ashamed. You're kind of embarrassed by like... the way you act.
I just find
what was I supposed to do? Like hang out with them and be all like teach them the lessons of like of Christ or something?
Like, they like
then
you.
And there?
I mean, another option would have been to respond like, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'm doing great. And then leave, then walk away. I do that all the time with people because I don't like talking to
dude,
people.
Dude, I could have just like beat that kid's ass like right then and there in front of the, like the
all
short
you
fat
did, here's,
kid.
Here's like, how
and
are you?
Then
I'm
I would have told the short fat kid, do you want some of like the same that your like little skinny like friend kid got? And then the short fat kid would be like, no. And then I'd be like, great.
Yeah.
And then the cop would come arrest me.
Yeah, that's fucked up. See, we live in a fucked up society that
yeah,
would happen.
Yeah, like it is pretty horrible that somebody came up to you and they said hi and asked you how you're doing and ruin your fucking day, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I a lot of people try to say hi to me in certain places and I'm just like, yeah, hey, what's up? And then it's kind of like a way of saying I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah,
like,
kinda, yeah.
It's almost like maybe it's like hi is just... our American way of saying, like, I'm going
it
about
is
my business.
It is a way of saying, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. So why didn't you just do
you
that?
You can do that.
Just say, hey,
he
what's
wasn't
up?
Doing that. He was taunting me.
How do you know he was taunting you?
I don't know.
Because I can tell.
Just, I mean, benefit of the doubt and all that. Your description doesn't sound like he was taunting you. Just sounds like some kids.
No, like
terrified
kids taunt
the,
you. That's
the
what they do.
Man
That's
nearby.
What kids do. They taunt you. That's what they do.
Yeah, well, they're kids.
You yeah, you just say, all right, man, you just walk away. You don't give a fuck. Okay.
That's what I did, and I told him to go to hell. What's wrong with that?
Because but did you ever do anything like that when you were a kid?
I told him to go to hell. I didn't say any curse words. I said, go to hell.
But what was the anger? See, my thing is
I didn't
just
say to
kid.
Go to fucking hell. I didn't say go fuck yourself.
Here, no,
that's
no.
what I would say to an adult. To a kid, I wouldn't actually say curse words. I
here's
just
what,
say
here's
go to
what
hell.
I'm saying, Mike. Like, kids can be annoying. Like, you know, teenage kids are annoying, and then you see them, and you just kind of like, you're irritated, and you walk away.
Yeah,
but it
if
sounds
I'm irritated
like you,
enough, I can tell them to go to hell.
But it sounds like, you took it personally on a level that I don't think I would have. You know what I mean? I would just be like, all right, these kids are annoying. I'm going to go about my day, and they can be annoying kids, and I have a bank account, and I have a life, and they can fuck
at least
themselves.
I didn't smack him in the face.
But you know what?
At least you didn't.
But I, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you
like
were 13.
Little kids should stay away from you if you're in, like, the world.
Right.
If you live in the ghetto, little kids could literally come up and shoot you if you live in the ghetto.
Yeah. This is, by the way, just for the home audience, this is not, in fact, the ghetto.
This is Annandale. What is this? Falls Church?
This is Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Prime real estate.
Yeah,
these
this
are
is
not.
When there are a couple of houses that are only $500,000.
That is true.
In that neighborhood.
There are a few houses that are $500,000 and have like a chain link fence.
And there was a drive-by of some kind.
Yeah, where somebody threw a bunch of money at somebody else.
Yeah.
To make a point.
A house got egged back in 1995. It was Mike who did it, actually.